Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the VIP Ignite podcast. I'm your host, Deneen White. I'm so excited to introduce you to Yolanda Harper today. She has quite the resume, and I can't wait for her to share her journey with you. Hi, Yolanda. How are you today?
Hi, Deneen. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for being on. So this is going to be the fastest 30 minutes of your whole entire day. I can guarantee you that. So can you start by telling my audience a little bit about yourself?
Okay, well, the short version is I was the type of child that did what everybody wanted or expected from me, or at least from what I could discern. So I graduated from high school with honors, went to a four-year college, and met my ex-husband while I was in college, got married, had two children, and it wasn't until I had my children that I said, hey, wait a minute. You know, I would like to leave them a legacy of figuring out, okay, am I following my dreams? Do I have any passion for what I'm doing? And the answer was no. And I had to really sit down and figure out what was my first love, and that was acting.
Nice.
And being in South Carolina, I went through a plethora of adventures, we'll call them, or experiences where I attempted to follow my dreams, but they were basically dead ends in a huge maze. And that's why I was so excited when I was presented with the opportunity with VIP Ignite to have a real opportunity to actually meet with the movers and shakers and network with them and have a real opportunity to pursue my dreams. I've done the, oh, you need this class, you need that class, and don't get me wrong, experience is definitely king. You always need experience. No matter how long that you've been acting, you still need classes, you still need other people to critique you, to help you, to get where you're going, because it's about interpreting life. You're not presenting anything. You're actually interpreting life, and you're giving it. So I'm not knocking classes, but what I'm talking about is when you go to a modeling agency that if it was in New York or California, they would never look at you, really. But in other areas, they accept you because they want your money. It's a revenue-generating business just like any other.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I spent several years going through that, and I think my experience doing that is why I recognized this golden opportunity with you guys when you came along, because I was like, oh, heck yes, I'm signing up. Where do I sign? Immediately. But that's based on my experiences, because I know what it's like trying to do it alone. You know, you need the coaching, because the coaches hold you accountable. Not only do you have fantabulous people like Monique Coleman from High School Musical, lover, but not only do you have access to someone like that, but she keeps you accountable, because we'll all say, oh, I'll do it later. We have good intentions when we say and think that, but then it doesn't get done. And then when you have an opportunity to go in front of someone, if your nerves don't tear you up, your talent can't show up because you're not prepared. Michael Jackson didn't perform at a concert without practicing. Michael Jordan didn't perform in basketball games without actually going to practice. The man was talented like superhuman, but he still had to go to practice. You still have to practice your voice, your facial expressions, everything that you're doing, all the nuances. It's like an onion with several layers. So I implore anyone who's listening to us today, these people are so awesome. It's amazing. You have to invest in yourself. You know, you'll pay thousands of dollars to go see the rat. That's what I call going to Disney in Florida. That's my guy. But you'll spend thousands of dollars on doing things that are fun. Yes, you make memories, but what about you? If you won't invest in you, why should I? Why should director or a casting director invest and choose you for a role if you're not even willing to invest in you and have all the tools that you need, from the correct headshots, the networking, the coaching, the classes with experts in the business, not just people out to make a living off of you? So that's the long and the short of it, like squeezed together.
Like, oh my God, I feel like you gave a 30-minute podcast in 5 minutes there. I don't know what else we're supposed to talk about. Let's just drop the mic and we're good. No, I love everything that you said there, Yolanda. Because we talked to so many people. Like right now, we're reaching out to people who maybe have had bad experiences at agencies or different things or with different companies. And it's funny because everyone says the same thing. Well, they wanted me to pay something. I'm like, yeah, well, how do you expect them to eat dinner? Like, of course they want you to pay something. Like the whole thing is, like, it's a business primarily. But the thing is also, like you said, is, like, you need the practice. You need the coaching. You need the networking. You need the contacts. If you don't have all of that stuff, all the classes in the world are, I mean, learn as much as you can, but you actually have to do something with the classes, and you have to do something with the networking. And looking at your resume, that's something that, even though you're in South Carolina, like, that you've done. So can you talk a little bit about that? Like, how does someone from South Carolina get the resume that you have?
Well, persistence and just not really understanding what no means. I mean, I understand what it means, but when you tell me no, I'll just push harder. And I'm going to talk about that, but to go back to the money part, in order for me to have the, like, to work, to have worked with Tyler Perry, do all of the commercials that I've done to become SAG eligible, I had to invest in me. I had to get professional headshots. I had to look the part when I was on set, meaning not wearing a bunch of different colors but having a solid color on, and learning the psychology of color and, oh, I think I'm going to wear blue today. I want them to trust me and pick me, kind of thing. But people, you know, get their underwear all in a tightwad about the money, which is absolutely ridiculous. You would not show up at IBM in your pajamas with no resume. You know, you wouldn't do that. You would invest in a nice dress, a nice suit. You would get your hair done. You would make sure that you're well manicured so that your presentation could go over well. You'd assemble a resume, because this is a business transaction. You know, people want to make it something else, but it is a business. This is important. This is not you going to see grandma, or grandma coming to the church to see you say Happy Easter or something like that. It's a business. You have to invest. Yeah. There's no way around spending money. There's just not. Yeah. So now back to me, the way that I was able to parlay and make some experiences happen for me is I was persistent. I was willing to spend money. I was willing to invest my time. And having said that, you guys are so special, like that diamond that I found in the rough, where I'm looking all around and I'm like, oh my gosh, please, I want this to happen. I've done this commercial. I'm SAG eligible, but I'm in the South. I can't join. Oh, my goodness, please, I want the stars to line up. When is it going to be my turn? I'm getting older, you know, all of this. And then I find you guys. Now, I don't think you can act from 0 to 99 years old, but I'm so thrilled and honored to be with you all because, you know, I can look on the, like, Actors Access and find some things. Normally it's background work or featured character or like five lines and under. Is not what you would really be looking for if you've had a lot of experience. It can help you build your resume because in the beginning you definitely have to do work that you don't get paid for, or you definitely have to do work that's background work, featured, you know. And when you're on set, please be quiet. Don't talk to the stars or the directors or anybody really, because they're busy It's about money. They're paying for the cameras for the day. They don't care that you like their shoes. That's nice and everything, but just don't talk to them. They're busy, you know. And so back to the money part, with my experience and pushing for these jobs and saying, you know what, I have to eat this. This is a good opportunity for Alvin and the Chipmunks. I mean, that's not even on my resume because I was an extra, but I was like, hey, I'm here. And I'm with one of the members of the cast from Orange is the New Black. Now, I'm not talking to her about anything in particular because she's a human. She don't want me to try to, let's make a deal and come on, you just met me, help me. You do not do that. That will get you kicked off. Or and people talk to other people. The industry is actually very small. Okay? It seems large, but people, oh, yeah, you know that girl. Oh, yeah, she, you know, so... You act like you have some sense, but when I found you guys, I saw, oh, wow, here's my golden ticket, like the Willy Wonka movie. Here is my golden ticket. Oh, my goodness. I actually get to go inside and really have an opportunity for my life to change because I've pressed, I've pushed, I've said, yes, I'll go work. Oh, this is extra work. You know, they hurry up, get your hair and makeup done. Hurry up, be here at 8 a.m., but I may only shoot at 1 p.m. for like 15 minutes, okay? But to me, this is my dream. This is my passion. It was worth it. I got the experience. I was around the energy I wanted to be in and flow in, and that has led me to you guys. Now, coming up in December, I actually had the opportunity to go to New York that has an energy all its own that's electrifying. And I get to pursue my dreams that I'm well prepared for because I've been coached before I get there. Oh, yeah, my life is going to change. I'm just going to say it right now because I already know. So I've done a few things, and I've just pressed in. You know, I went online, which it could have been a scam. It could have been a predator or whatever. I wasn't sure. You know, I do feel lucky or blessed or whatever the word is to have what I have on my resume, but a lot of that was done with trial and error and no guidance, just my passion. So to have you guys to take me and lead me to legitimate opportunities to make sure that not only do I have professional headshots, but it's the right one. We can go to a professional photographer locally or whatever, but I still need the one that's going to get me work in New York or that's going to get me work in L.A. I need the one that when they see it, they're going to say, yeah, let's give her, let's call her in and see what she's working with. And then when they call me in to see what I'm working with, I need to have, like, Monique. See, I'm jumping for Monique here. I need to have her behind me as my coach, where when I step in the room, my nerves don't consume me, where they can't see my talent. When I step in the room, my talent shows goes. They can see it. It's not only me saying, oh, but I have talent, please, 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 but they can actually see it because she's pulled it out of me. So I am just thrilled and excited to go to another level. I'm grateful for what I've done, the commercials and things like that for Jose Banks, and that's where I got my SAG eligibility, all of the commercials. Again, Tyler Perry and the different things that I've done, but I'm looking forward to so much more.
Yeah, I mean, again, I mean, I could just, we could just end the podcast here because you've done the whole thing for us. No, I'm really excited. I'm like, I love that how excited you are about everything, and I love that you understand the value of coaching. And I love, I mean, Modi Coleman is awesome, but like, I'm like, okay, well, there's so many other coaches too, so I can't wait for you to like really dive in and like listen to a lot of the coaches. But but like, it's amazing to work with a company that has someone like Monique Coleman from High School Musical, who is one of the coaches that works with our talent like on a biweekly basis. And not only that, like, she was just at the event in Los Angeles, and let me tell every part, like, she held a round table for like, like the whole afternoon. Like, people were like just sitting there and just were like they were like entranced, like listening to her speak, because the thing that she does so well is that like she really cares first of all about people, and that exudes through her, and obviously you can feel that too from the coaching. But the thing I love about Mooney Coleman is, like, she does a lot of, like, she's been doing a lot about, like, the mindset of being in the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
From, like,
yeah.
from, like, a really feminine, like, a strong feminine perspective. So it's been really cool to work with her. And how, like, she loves working with the talent. And it's really cool to, like, to have that opportunity and so many more opportunities also. So, and I'm really looking forward to you coming to New York in December with the attitude that you have and the energy that you have. Like, New York is already an electric place, but I feel like you're going to set New York on fire.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm so looking forward to it. And I can't wait to meet the other coaches as well. And Monique Coleman just stands out in my mind because when my children, they're older now, they're 17 and 19. Woo-hoo, yes. but when they were younger and I was actually trying to figure out what am I passionate about, what can give me a intrinsic satisfaction where it's not all just about the money, but I actually get something mm-hmm. out of it. Around that time, High School Musical, the first one, came out. And I remember the song, and, you know, I'm an actor, not a singer, so just let me give the disclaimer out there. But Gabrielle and Troy sang this song, and it was, we're flying, soaring, there's not a place in heaven that we can reach. If we're trying, yeah, we're breaking free. And what that means to me is it may be a children, you know, for teens or whatever, but it was monumental in my mindset. It was like, wait a minute, I am flying. I am soaring. This is my life. There is not a place in heaven. My heaven is my dream. My heaven is my passion, my acting. There's not a place that I can't reach if I'm trying, because I'm breaking free from what people have told me I have to be. And that entire movie was about not being confined to one particular thing, like Troy being not just being a basketball player, but he was a singer. You know, he was into the theater, you know, and that kind of thing. And Gabrielle, you know, she could sing, but everybody kind of looked at her like a nerd or whatever, you know. And for Monique and Chad to help push them together once they realized, wait a minute, we're not defined by what people see when they first meet us and what they think we are. Who are you? You know, if you're listening to us today, are you a dancer? Are you a singer? Are you an actor? Who are you? Do you even know? You are not defined by your role as mom, sister, wife, husband, brother, whatever. Okay, that has something to do with you, but who are you? What do you desire?
Who are you at your core?
What have you been placed here to do? You know, so that was monumental. So I'm looking forward to meeting all of the coaches, but I guess that's why I'm kind of talking about Monique, but I'm interested in meeting everyone because of the simple fact that I know if they're with VIP Ignite that they're qualified to do what they're doing and they're passionate about it, or you guys wouldn't have partnered up with them to offer us this, like, monumental opportunity. I mean, it's amazing. I am so stoked. And, again, that's just from my experience over almost 20 years of thinking, okay, I'm in this maze only to get disappointed because, okay, now I've hit a wall. Let me regroup. What am I going to do now? But to actually have a real opportunity, I am so grateful. I mean, I'm just my appreciation. I can't even really articulate how I feel to you guys, Deneen. I'm very appreciative.
Well, Yolanda, I can speak for the whole company and tell you that we're all very appreciative to have someone like you on board with us also, because, again, like, there are so many people I don't think who realize exactly what we have to offer. We get so many people who are like, oh, this can't be real. This isn't real. So you've obviously had experience, because I remember when we were on the phone, you're like, I was sitting in an audition room and I looked around and I was like, these people don't even belong in the same room as me. So So can you speak to a little bit about, like, how did you know that VIP Ignite was real? Like, how, what differentiated what we do from what other people do? Since, again, because you have so much experience with other companies, like, how did you know that?
Okay, well, when I was on the call, and I just heard, okay, you have September coming up, you have December in New York, okay. Oh, wait a minute. Not only do we get to rub shoulders with these industry experts, but wait a minute, now you're going to help me plan to get there. It's not that you just want my money and you're going to drop me there, but now you're going to give me coaching. You're going to make sure that my portfolio, that my photos are on point, because I may be thinking that they are because they're professional, but they're not. So you're actually going to not only give me this opportunity, but you're going to hold my hand and walk me there? Oh, wow. This is amazing. And for the cost, again, I wish people would not get caught up on the money, because what you have to understand is you're going to spend the money regardless. You need to make sure you're spending it in a way that it's going to work for you. I still had to spend money. Yeah. And guess what? Even with my resume, I'm still right here in South Carolina with no real viable options as far as employment other than, like, the background feature, maybe five lines and under, that I've been doing for almost 20 years, which is ridiculous. So you guys actually provide an event, provide the networking opportunity with the caliber of people at the event, but then you also take our hand and you say, you know what, we want to make sure you show up. We want to make sure that your nerves don't consume you. We want to make sure that your talent soars and it can be seen. We're going to work with you. And then the other thing that I like is you don't accept everybody. That's what I really don't like about a lot of the local agencies or schools. You know, you look over and you're like, seriously? I mean, and not that I'm being arrogant and I just think I'm so, wonderful and the next thing, best, you know, the best thing next to cheese bread or whatever. But you just, some people, you're just like, come on now. If we were somewhere else, nobody would ever, you know, like nobody, I'm 5'8". I'm 47 years old. Nobody's going to sign me to be a top model and send me over to Beijing somewhere, okay? Now, that does not hurt my feelings. It's just, it is what it is, all right? And I'm not like a zero, okay? I'm just not, for me to, an agent to come, oh, I'm going to make you a top model. They're lying. They just want my money. I'm not even, I don't fit the statistics. Okay? It's not going to happen, like, ever, okay? Not in this lifetime, whatever. So, I just knew it was a real opportunity when I saw the cost. The costs are really minimal because you can spend way more than that over the course of years and not get anywhere like a dog chasing its tail. So I implore, everyone that's listening to my voice, okay, to you, you know, on first glance, you may say, wow, what? You know, my goodness. But that is an incredible price. And I encourage you to sit down and figure out what you spend at Starbucks every week and then total that up to a year. And it's probably half of what the event costs. I mean, we just throw away money and we don't think about it until we actually sit down and pin it. It is a phenomenal program with access, because the key is access. About anything in life is, it is about what you know, but it's more about who you know and your attitude.
Yeah, it's so true.
This is an incredible opportunity, and I would encourage anyone, don't let anything scare you away from actually pursuing your dreams, because this is a viable opportunity that can catapult you into the life and living your dreams, the life that you've always wanted, the life that you're passionate about.
Yeah. And everything you said is true. Like, we don't just take your credit card. Like, we actually walk you through the whole process. Like, yesterday I had an hour-long conversation personally with someone getting them ready for our event in September. So, like, the one thing we want is we want to make sure that not only we pick the best people to go to these events, but we also want to make sure that the best people are the most prepared. So we actually walk through, like, how to prepare your resume. Like how do you present yourself to someone who was the casting director for Pulp Fiction? Like, how do you do that? So, like, we walk you through all of these things. And, like, we definitely hold everyone's hands, and we make sure, like, you're prepared when you go to your first professional photo shoot, because we know a lot of people haven't had that. Like, we make sure that you know what to wear, that you know how to act, that you know how to be fully prepared. Yeah. So, like, we really do go the extra mile for everyone. And not only that, when we're handpicking the people that come to the events, we're making sure that they have their goals are aligned with ours, which is to make sure, like, that they tell the truth to the talent too. Like, we, like you said, like, you're 5'8" and you're never going to be a supermodel, and you understand that. We make sure that when we literally handpick the people who come to the events to meet with our talent, and we make sure that they tell you the truth. Like, we don't want them saying, oh, you know, like, you're 5'2", you're going to be perfect for New York Fashion Week. Come on up. No, that's not the way it works. So we make sure that the people that we work with, their goals are aligned with our goals, because the one thing that we really value is, like, being truthful and being honest and, like, really working with people. So I'm glad that you got all of that from a webinar and a couple of weeks of interacting with us. That's pretty amazing that you picked up on everything that we stand for so quickly.
Yes, and you guys have been amazing. I mean, you know, I realize that you have a lot of people that you speak with and things like that, and that you have contact with, but, I mean, you can just, you make me feel so special, like I'm the only person in the whole wide world when I'm talking to you when I'm texting a question, you know, and I really appreciate that, and the way you guys respond and how quickly. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, well, I mean, we really care about our talent. We care about the people that we work with, and we understand that you have goals and you have dreams, and we're here to help you help facilitate those things. Like, we can't do the work for you. Like, in every instance, anytime you work with people, there are going to be points where, like, you're like, I wish this person would have just tried just a little bit harder, and then they would have been more successful. Like, we can't do the work, but we can give you the tools so that if you take those tools that we give you and you apply them, then the possibilities are endless. The possibilities are absolutely endless as long as you're willing to do the work with the tools that we give you.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, children. Cool. We appreciate y'all too. Yes, we do, darling. I'm just messing with you. Grandma wanted to come up and out and speak to you. She wanted to play too, so.
That's all. You know, one of the coaches that we work with is Mark Christopher Lawrence, and he does a very similar voice. So when you did that, I was like taken back to one of his calls. I'm like, oh my gosh, who am I on the phone with now? It was awesome. I love that. Awesome. Well, Yolanda, I told you this is going to be the fastest 30 minutes of your day, and our time here is already up. Can you believe that?
Yeah. No, so it's been amazing. I thoroughly enjoyed you.
Me too. I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to be on the podcast with me today. And I can't wait to work with you more in the coaching and get you ready for New York. And I just can't wait to see where you are after the event in New York. I think it's going to be mind-blowing.
Yes, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent. So thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it, and I can't wait to see you around the coaching page and all around. I just can't wait to work with you. I'm really excited to have that opportunity.
Thank you so much, Deneen. I really appreciate you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this episode of the VIP Ignite podcast. If you enjoyed my conversation with Yolanda, please make sure you hit subscribe, because I have a lot of great guests coming up in the next couple of weeks on the podcast. And if you are interested in learning how to attend one of our networking events to get qualified for that, please go to our website at 30xchallenge.com/discovered, where you can learn more about our company, who we work with, and get registered for our next live webinar. Thank you so much and have a great day.